Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Monday afternoon back in the saddle again in the DMV on the radio at the Team 980 on the AM dial and worldwide on the Odyssey app. Good to have you with us just after 1 o'clock. And AMAC is here on a Monday. How about that? Little musical chairs with Metal Chris.
Yep.
Now that Max has decided to leave us and put a dagger in our back and go hang out with Kevin Sheehan.
He definitely thinks he's better than us now.
Absolutely.
I get that sense.
The arrogance, it's just pouring out. It's just oozing out. So it's just me and you, AMAC.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
He smiled at me. He said, "Hey, AMAC." I was like, "What? What's that about?"
He's collecting a seventh paycheck. The paychecks from the Nationals, the Mets, the Rangers, the Tigers, probably the Blue Jays, his current employer, and wherever else he gets a paycheck from, not enough. Mad Max had to go get him some more. We tease, we kid because we care. It is, for the first time in seemingly a while, a pretty nice day out there. Bright sunshine, not too windy, a little breezy, but, temperature is warming up. So that's good. That's very good because it hasn't been very warm the last week, and some rain and cold and rain, all of that combined kind of sucks. So that's good to see. It's WrestleMania week. Oh, yeah, baby. While my guy Kevin Sheehan is living in the glory of the Masters, your boy, watch the Masters a smidge. Watch the Masters a smidge. Not a big golf guy, but you know what I'm getting excited for. The Stanley Cup playoffs and WrestleMania. That's what next weekend is all about. That's what the hype this week is about. And other things, too. I might get to some other things, like the NBA playoffs and the Nats in Pittsburgh for a four-game series. Oh, and the NFL draft! I started getting after it, finally. It's been a busy, busy, busy last couple of weeks with some cut-ups yesterday. I got a good feel for Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee, and Mike Green out of Marshall. I did those three guys yesterday. I'm not a scout, never will be, never want to be. I'm not talking about knee bend and all that garbage that all you people care about or seemingly care about. I'm talking about what I, as a football observer, notice and see. And what I can pull away, and it's not the total picture. I'll let Adam Peters and Lance Newmark worry about all that stuff. But for the purposes of our show, I want to go over some of the notes that I accumulated on those three guys, and then I'm going to start working on more guys, Donovan Azaraku, and I'm going to try and get a guy or two on here. And not only in the edge pass rusher situation, but others. But, you know, we've been so busy with the Alex Ovechkin chase, the start of baseball season, the NCAA tournament, the Maryland mess. We just haven't had a whole lot of time to talk about the NFL draft. But it is next Thursday, boys and girls. Next Thursday night in Green Bay. Now, what we don't know is whether the Commanders will actually keep their first-round pick or dump back down. I think we're pretty safe in assuming that they won't be moving up, but I can't completely rule it out. We will see, we will see, we will see. We will get into some of that later on. But we start with the Masters. And look, again, I'm not going to fool you and tell you that I was riveted, because I wasn't. I was out. I had something going on in my personal life that I can't quite exactly talk about just yet, but it's good. I'll announce it pretty soon. It has nothing to do with radio. It's just something in my own life that I'm finalizing right now. So I don't want to say anything until it gets finalized, but it's good. It's good for me. And I think, you know, it's a good thing for me to do. But I was at a restaurant, Millie's, near American University. Nice place. Had a hell of a bowl of clam chowder. If you like clam chowder, best clam chowder I've ever had. If you're a soup guy like I am, I have soup not every day, but pretty much a lot of days. I like soup. What can I tell you? Best bowl of clam chowder you've ever had. Chives, bacon, little cheese. Oh, it's terrific. So anyway, I was at Millie's, and I was right near the bar, and the place was packed, and I was hanging out with a couple of friends, and all of a sudden, like every couple of minutes, you're, and come to find out, you know, of course, Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau started in the final pairing at about 2:30, so this is between 5:30 and 6:30. So things are getting tight, right? And the leaderboard is changing a little bit and whatnot. And everybody's going crazy at the bar area. Everybody's locked in on the Masters. I'm not really watching it because where I was sitting, I couldn't really see a monitor, but I could tell everybody was excited and obviously I could hear. So then I got up and I watched a little bit of it. Then we had to go somewhere else and I watched the overtime playoff hole, the playoff hole. And you see Rory McIlroy finally overcome what happened on 18 and what he has been trying to accomplish his entire, what you would have no choice but to call a brilliant career, right? And it comes down to a playoff after what happened at 18. To win a career Grand Slam, to win his first Masters title. It's hard to believe with all the success Rory McIlroy has had, with all of the headlines, with all of the expectations, that he had not won a Masters, but he hadn't, right? He had won everything else. But he hadn't won a major in what, 10 years, 11 years, whatever it was? So he goes out and he gags on the 18th and then wins the 89th Masters, first hole of a sudden death playoff to win the green jacket, become the sixth golfer ever to complete the career Grand Slam, joining Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. I mean, obviously the legends of the game. This was his 17th Masters, and yet his first win, right? I mean, I'm not the biggest golf guy in the world. Again, I'm not going to hide from that. I kind of casually like it. I can watch it when it's really exciting. And I would have watched it yesterday afternoon if I was home. But I can't tell you that after you see him miss a 5-foot putt to win the damn thing in regulation on 18 or overall the 72nd hole of the tournament, that you're like, oh no, he did it again. He's going to live to regret this forever. And then he wins on that first overtime playoff hole to win his first Masters, immediately drops to the ground, hands and knees, crying, emotions. I'll never know, and most of us will never know, what that feeling feels like. And even though, again, I'm not the biggest Masters guy. I don't run around wearing a green jacket or anything like that, or I dress my kids up in green clothes or anything. I've never been there. I probably will never go there. I don't have the same aura feeling for the Masters as I do for other things, right? It's fine, but it's not in my blood like it is for so many. But for Rory McIlroy, it damn sure well was. And he's had opportunities in the past that he's gagged up on. And he almost damn near did it yesterday. And to see him do it, and to see him complete, never mind the career Grand Slam. Yes, that's important. But to see him win the Masters, which even I would say, look, it's not the hardest golf tournament to win. I believe that's the U.S. Open or the Open Championship, wherever it is in overseas, and it could be at a number of different courses. I don't know where it is this year. But because of the weather, the Open Championship or the British Open is very difficult to win as well. But the Masters is the most prestigious. The Masters is the one that's draped in legend and lore. The Masters and the green jacket and winning at Augusta, whether you're a golf fan or not, whether you're a diehard or not, whether, again, you run around on a public or a private golf course on Saturday or Sunday or whatever day, and it's part of your life, and it never has been part of my life. And maybe that's why I don't, like, have it running through my veins. But the Masters, everybody understands the significance of it. And I don't care if this offends anybody. This is just the reality. The Masters is what matters the most to almost all of these guys. Now, maybe some guy who grew up in Scotland cares more about, again, the British Open or the Open Championship played at Royal Troons. Maybe. I don't know, and I don't care. The Masters is the freaking Masters. And Rory McIlroy ain't from here, and he knows what the Masters means. And he knows the significance of what he was finally able to do yesterday. And again, it wasn't completing the career Grand Slam. Yes, that's important. Yes, one of only six now. But when you enter that fraternity, when you enter that exclusive club, and I know there's been some guys that came out of nowhere and won the Masters. I got it. I understand that. It's not always a big name. But oftentimes, it's a bigger name, right? Your Woods is your Mickelsons, Scottie Scheffler, and now Rory McIlroy. Oftentimes, it is a bigger name. And it is the one tournament that, again, more than any other tournament, cements your legendary status. It's like in tennis, and I'm a bigger tennis fan than a golf fan. And I grew up in New York, as everybody knows. I grew up going to Shea Stadium, which is now replaced by Citi Field, but right next to the U.S. Open Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows. The U.S. Open is a huge event, one of four majors, Labor Day weekend. You know, it's kind of end of summer. There's an electricity, a buzz that is unlike any other tournament that I've ever seen on television. And I haven't been to too many tennis tournaments, but I like watching it. But anyway, as much as I love the U.S. Open, and so much so that I went to the U.S. Open last September for the first time in my life, even though I had been near the grounds, I just never had gone. So I went to the U.S. Open, and it was an awesome experience. But it doesn't compare, like, in terms of the overall landscape to Wimbledon, right? Wimbledon, even though Wimbledon doesn't mean that much to me, I'm more interested in the U.S. Open. Wimbledon means more than the U.S. Open. It means more than the French Open. It means more than the Australian Open. Just like the Masters means more than the PGA Championship. The Masters means more than the U.S. Open, which might be tougher to win, is tougher to win, in my opinion, and I think in every reasonable opinion, the U.S. Open, and again, the British Open or the Open Championship, depending on the weather, and again, sometimes you get a little lucky, a lot of times you don't, with the wind and the rain and the this and that. The Masters isn't the hardest to win, but it's the most important to win. For whatever reason, the legend and the lore of that golf course, that golf club, the history, the elegance, if you will, the significance, the meaning, the fact that it's the first major of the year, essentially you kind of sort of compare it to how NASCAR does the Daytona 500, which is their biggest race of the year, first and not last. This is not first in terms of overall tournaments, but it is first in terms of the majors. So much so, they moved the PGA Championship up from like late August to May because nobody cared about it. So they moved it in between the Masters and the U.S. Open, and then the Open Championship is in July and whatever. It starts at 3 o'clock in the morning and nobody cares. Except for Steve Zabin and probably Coach Sheehan. And the junkies. So the bottom line is, for Rory to win that tournament, to have it unfold the way it did, right, is incredible. Just incredible. Finished 11 under. You know, Justin Rose was right there. All of that. So, like, I'm not the biggest golf guy in the world. Again, not hiding from that. But I can respect and I can understand how incredibly emotional that was. And to me, I heard Kevin talking about this on the way in. That's what symbolizes sports. That's what sports is all about. I am a ruthless sucker for raw emotion in sports. I can't stand hot dogs and not hot dogs that you eat. I'm talking about hot dogs, personalities, characters, like the U.S. amateur champion that we made fun of for Dum Dum of the Day because he peed in Rays Creek on Friday. And that became a big story, and he has got a hot girlfriend, and he's wearing the upside down Arizona. Like, go screw, man. Go scratch. Get lost. Get lost. Go kick all the rocks. Never want to see that guy again. Ever. Will never root for him. Ever. Rory McIlroy, I'm not attached emotionally to him. But damned if I didn't love how important it was to him. How much that cements not only his golf legacy, but in his own mind, everything he's been shooting for, everything he's been working for, everything that he's about, everything. And whether you find that vain or not, that's up to you. I find that really cool. It's just like when Alex Ovechkin obviously broke the goal-scoring mark last Sunday. That's not everything he's been working for, but that's a big thing, a really big thing. And that means you're the best of all time in a very important category. Rory McIlroy is not the best of all time in any category. But without winning the Masters and considering the ghosts of the past and the ghost on 18, considering all that, Rory McIlroy deserved to have that moment, that defining moment that will live forever. You will see that celebration down to his knees, the emotion, the relief, the ecstasy, the everything from now until kingdom come. And for it to be that important to him, for it to be that important to his legacy, I'm down, man. Even if he almost choked it away, even if I'm not the biggest golf fan, I love, the thing I love most about sports that will never, ever, ever be toppled is the emotion of sports. The emotion of sports and accomplishing something that is so hard and sometimes so out of touch that you never think you're going to climb that mountain and stand on it, like Alex Ovechkin did 8 days ago, like Rory McIlroy did yesterday. Awesome. If you want to hop in, talk about that, we could do so. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Some finishing thoughts on the Masters in general when we come back. And then we'll get into some other things. I've got a bad weekend for the Caps, a bad weekend for the Nationals, NFL draft. I've got a bunch of other stories that I've been piling up in my notes column that we will touch on and break into over the next 2.5+ hours right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment of the journey it's taken to get here. For all this history.
His masterpiece.
Jim Nantz on CBS yesterday at Augusta National. Masterpiece? I get the play on words and all that stuff, and again, the significance of it. Masterpiece is a little bit strong for me. Right? He kind of gagged one up on 18. That forced the sudden death. That almost cost him the tournament. Yet he wins. Shot a final round 73. It's not a masterpiece. I guess if Justin Rose doesn't play as well as he did, a final round 66, maybe we're not talking about the same situation. But I don't know if I could call it a masterpiece, which I'm maybe, again, Nantz is calling it a masterpiece because it's the Masters. I think, I assume. Not because it was a perfect performance. When you think the term masterpiece, again, I kind of think brilliant, perfect, unblemished. And Rory was good. Great. I mean, he shot a 66 on Friday, right? So he matched Justin Rose and his 66 in the final round on Friday. But the rest of the tournament, and Saturday too, I forgot about that. My bad. So two 66s and then a par 72 and 73 on Sunday. So two of the rounds, he was at par or one over, including yesterday. And the middle two rounds, Friday and Saturday, rounds two and three, he was six under. You know, which, hey, that's golf, man. But it's amazing how good these guys are. How good these guys are. How weather didn't seem to be much of a factor from what I could tell this weekend. And again, I'm not breaking it all down. How weather did not seem to be like a major, major, major factor. And yet, one day, 2 days, dude shoots a 66. And the days around it shoots a 72 and a 73. And somehow that's good enough to rise above. And again, choked, essentially, on 18 and still can rise from the ashes. And that's, you know, again, that's what sports is all about. That's the greatness of sports. Is just when you think, oh no, boom, So I had a quick little story that I wanted to share with you guys. So I told you on Friday that I bet Bryson DeChambeau to win the tournament straight up. I bet a hefty dollar, $1, on Bryson DeChambeau, like last Wednesday, on FanDuel, to win, I think it was $22 or $23 net, whatever it was. I think it was plus 2,200, so I guess I would have won $23 with the $1 back. And yesterday morning, with DeChambeau in the final pairing, a couple hours before, and obviously up at the top of the leaderboard, with Rory McIlroy, I said, I looked at my my app, I looked at FanDuel, right? And I'm not a partner of FanDuel, so it's just what I use. And I looked at the app and it said, well, you can cash out the $1 bet for like $5.50. And again, this is hours before and just as the rest of the field is getting underway on Sunday, but hours before Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy tee off, never mind finish their round. So I was like, oh, wait a second. So I bet a dollar I could win $5 and I think it was like 25 cents or something like that by cashing out. But that would take me out of the ability to win $22 if he would have won. But it said reuse this selection. So I was like, wait a second. I'm going to get $5 and change now for the $1 that I bet. And then I'm going to be able to reuse the selection?
You're just at the penny slots right now. Just right? Like trying to double right? That, trying to double
yes.
That dollar.
But I thought I had FanDuel over a barrel because it said reuse the selection. But what I didn't realize and what I didn't know until after I cashed out and took my $5 and change as a little gift to myself, when you go to hit reuse the selection, now, of course, you're not getting plus 2,200 odds. You're getting plus 240 or whatever it was. Because now he's at the top of the leaderboard and the odds are constantly updating and changing every day, every round, every hole, every shot, every whatever. So I was like, oh. So if he wins, while I'm reusing the selection to get Bryson DeChambeau to win, and while I might hit on that, I'm only getting like plus 230 or plus 240 or whatever it was. So on a $1 bet, I'm only going to make like $2.40 now, plus the $5 and change that I won earlier by just cashing out. So I ultimately, if Bryson DeChambeau would have won, like a dum-dum, I would have cost myself $15. Instead, because Bryson DeChambeau didn't win, I would have lost the dollar, but I gained actually $5 and change by cashing out before the round.
So you're like a value meal richer.
I am like an Angel Reese McBrick value meal.
Yeah.
Man, value and McBricks all in one shot, baby. All right. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the T980 and the Odyssey app. All right. So as we told you, Rory McIlroy winning his first ever Masters, sixth ever in golf history to win a career Grand Slam last evening at the Masters in Augusta National. The feeling's good there. The feeling's not so good for the Phoenix Suns, who failed to make the playoffs despite everyone thinking they had been assembling a super team and it's not Kevin Durant's fault and all of that stuff. They have fired Mike Budenholzer after just one season. After one season, they fired Mike Budenholzer, who didn't get them into the playoffs, who had won a NBA championship previously. They finished at 36 and 46. Remember, he led the Milwaukee Bucks to that NBA championship in 2021 and had signed a five-year, $50 million deal and then missed the playoffs. Yeah. Welcome to Phoenix. Meanwhile, the New Orleans Pelicans have fired Vice President and General Manager David Griffin after six seasons on the job, 209 and 263 during his tenure there. Of course, the drafting of Zion Williamson, the trade of Anthony Davis, and other moves have worked and not worked for the Pelicans during his time. The Nats back in action tonight on 106.7 The Fan. They take on the Pittsburgh Pirates and Paul Skeens. Yeah, that's right. That guy. Going to be a tough night in the Berg. 6:10, the pregame coverage. 6:40, first pitch. Charlie and Dave, again, over on 106.7 The Fan. And the Wizards end their regular season with a win in Miami. Last second shot by Bub Carrington. And that lands them second in the lottery and a 14% chance of winning the number one overall pick. And that's what's trending.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you got to do the Humpty Hump, right? Don't you? Break caught me a little bit short-handed. I was trying to have my salad, and all of a sudden it was like, I got to go back to work again. Show is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key. Use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. So there you have that. Quickly, a very big thank you to several people over the weekend who donated to Best Buddies. I very much appreciate, including Joseph this morning, who else? Athan, of course, who you hear from on a regular basis. Jill, Jennifer, let's see, who else? I'm trying to pull up the whole list here, and I'm struggling to do so. Doc Walker, Dr. Sabah, my good Longfellow Tidwad. That's right, the alter ego of Linnell Willingham contributed, donated to Best Buddies. You can too. BestBuddiesFriendshipWalk.org. Go to the Team 980 page. If you have any questions at all, any problems at all, please let me know. I will help you out. I will send you a link. I will make it easy for you. If you can support Best Buddies and the Team 980 for our national mall walk coming up, our walk on the national ball is what he wanted to say in English. Next Saturday, day three of the NFL draft. And as I mentioned last week, Sam Cosmi of the Washington Commanders will be walking with us and his wife Blair as well. And Sam and Blair have been so kind. And they're going to be available to take pictures, autographs, the whole deal. They're going to walk and they're going to be out. Looking forward to having them there. And again, raising some money for Best Buddies and our friendship walk as part of the Team 980 and Odyssey here. So please help out. Again, if you have any questions at all, please reach out to me directly through Twitter or through direct message or Facebook or whatever. Just get a hold of me or we'll figure it out. BestBuddiesFriendshipWalk.org and go to the Team 980 page and you can help out because we need your help. All right, so that's that. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's the number for you to call in. Again, Rory McIlroy winning the Masters. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I understand every nuance to golf. I don't. I never have. I never wanted to try and fool anybody, right? But what I do understand is the raw emotion. And that's the most important thing for me. That's the most important thing for me. We often talk about athletes in whatever sport that are in it just for the paycheck and the glory, right? They don't love the sport. They don't care and have the same passion level that fans do. How often do we complain about that, right? All the time. But when you get what seems to be, and I don't know Rory McIlroy at all, what seems to me to be a guy with genuine emotion and genuine passion for his craft, for his profession, for his skill, for his career, for his life, and you see what it means. Again, everyone's happy when they win the Masters. Again, I don't think there's an argument. It's the most famous golf tournament in the world. And it's the most important one, at least kind of the way I see it, even though it's not the hardest to win. There are others that are harder to win, as we illustrated. But it's the most important, and it's the most prestigious. And it was driving Rory McIlroy crazy. And again, I compared it to like last week when Alex went over at Gretzky and scored 895, and the emotion and the dog pile and the celebration and the everything that went into the chase and the moment and the this and the post, so much so that they left him home Saturday before getting drubbed in Columbus 7-0. Ugh. Right? He was exhausted. But I go back to when Alex and the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. Now, that's a team sport. But for Alex, that was, again, getting to the top of the mountain, getting to the very, very, very tippy top, and accomplishing something that you had worked so hard for and that meant everything and that undeniably defines you. Think about it. If Rory McIlroy chokes the tournament in overtime of the playoff away and loses, what is the storyline forever until he finally erases it, if he can finally erase it? And that's, dude, you had a 5-foot shot to win it all on 18 and to win the green jacket, and you gagged, and you've never done it, and you've never won. Yeah, you've won this tournament and that tournament, and yes, all, you've done a lot of things right, and you stood up for the PGA Tour and blah, 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 blah. But you never won the Masters, and you had another golden opportunity. And to see him not let that destroy him and to bounce back right away and win, and to see that emotion come out is, again, everything that sports should be. It's the same thing when you watch over and over and over again the 2018 Stanley Cup. Alex is not on the ice, but you see him next to Backstrom on the bench and the utter relief and the celebration and the joy, and then what he, when he's called up to get the Stanley Cup, and the shriek that he makes, turning around to his teammate and going, "Yeah!" or whatever he said in the moment, right? That is everything to these guys. That is everything to certain guys, not to everybody. I mean, again, it's always important to win the Masters, but some guys, they just fell into a lucky weekend. Some guys win the Masters all the time. Tiger Woods won the Masters a bunch, right? It didn't mean as much to him. It was important, but it didn't mean as much. My point being is, there are certain guys that it means the world to, that it means everything to. And that's Rory McIlroy. And that was really cool. Let's get to Ron in Springfield. First up here in the leadoff spot on a Monday. What's up, Ron? How are you? Ron? I can hear Ron in the background there, but I'm not sure if Ron can hear me. Ron? All right, Ron is finagling around with his phone. Let's get to, we'll put him on hold. Anthony, you want to check in on him and, you know. Why did I just call you by your full name? I don't know. AMAC.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but I'm sorry. Fine. We'll move past it.
I'm sorry. We'll move past it. Well, thanks. Like, thanks for not punishing me for calling you by your real name. AMAC. Dr. Sabah is with us. Doc, thank you so much for the Best Buddies donation. Very kind of you and your family, as always. I appreciate you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Anything I can do for good people is always a good thing to do. Okay?
Well, thank you.
So that's
thank you.
There. I wish I would have done it soon. I just needed something to tee me up. So thank Athan in Annapolis. He's your little agent there.
Athan in Annapolis is
easy.
Yeah, he is quite the what's the best way I could say it? He's like my agent, my publicist, my promoter. He's like the Don King.
He's your tee on the golf course. Yeah. He's your tee. Yeah. All you have to do is swing.
Exactly. Yeah. But I couldn't do it without you. I couldn't do it without him. Everybody's important to me, and I appreciate it, again, so much. You've always been
not a problem. Anytime. Now, let's get to this Masters. I can't believe I let myself get sucked into this stuff. I was all in. I didn't even go to the beach because I wanted to watch it. I thought, oh, Bryson's got him. He's got him right where he wants him. I mean, Bryson's hand was right in McIlroy's crotch. And then he just let go. I mean, he just let go. Like, I agree once in my life with Skip Bayless. It's Bryson DeChambeau. My God. But Roy did not win anything. He just didn't lose it enough times. Everybody else kept losing. Rose should have been up by many, many shots. He kept missing putt after putt. Connors missed putt after putt. McIlroy should have been up big. He kept missing putt after putt. And then Bryson saved himself for three straight days, putt after putt, and then he decompensated. She went away. I'm like, what happened to this epic finish? It was literally like whoever wants to miss more free throws than the other guy is the one that lost.
Well, okay? I would agree.
Roy didn't win anything.
I would agree with you while not being locked in front of a television. But is that the sport? Is that just the sport and how difficult it is? Or is that guy's choking? I don't know. I think in Rory's case on 18, I mean, not that there's any guarantee and 5 feet is 5 feet, but that's kind of close to as much of a guarantee as you're going to get.
Listen, I've told this to many people who are listening when I called in, that Roy, I never had respect to him after sending out the wedding invitations and asking the lady of his life to spend the rest of her life with him on a text message, broke it off, and then announced it on social media, didn't even meet her face-to-face. And then I'm hearing now that he literally sent this lady divorce papers and then thought it was too expensive, $200 million to divorce her. You could tell that little hug at the end was like me hugging my brother or something. It was crazy.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I didn't realize that there was trouble in paradise.
You know how they normally walk up with you?
Okay.
They normally walk up, the family?
Yeah.
No, he was like, stay behind.
Yeah.
And then I don't respect somebody like that, because, you know, if you can't face the person that you deem to love face-to-face and tell them bad news, and you do it on a text or a phone call or on social media, how are you going to hit a putt when it matters most?
No, a lot of people do that, Doc. I mean, I was just talking to my daughter on the way in. I mean, she said she saw her ex-boyfriend for the first time. I said, have you talked to him since? And she goes, absolutely not. He broke up with me on a text message, and he didn't even really do that. Like, you know,
I bet he ain't going to be good at competitive sports when it matters most.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I think
that's our society, and people hide behind text messages and you know, whatever.
I had no respect for Roy. Yeah. I was not rooting for him at all, and I'm so upset that he won, and I'm upset that I actually watched a golf tournament for the first time in my life where I left disappointed. I normally don't care. I normally just watch it for the scenery.
All right.
And I say it's the one sport I can watch and not get upset about who wins or loses, and now I'm upset. I don't know what to do, Chris.
Now you're all fired up.
I'm fired up.
Think about Amari and Hampton in burgundy and gold, okay?
There you go. Hey, we're moving up. We're moving up. You watch.
Go.
We're moving up.
There you go.
Just watch out.
Thanks,
buddy. Appreciate you, Doc.
Appreciate you again. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll check on Ron in Springfield, Kevin in Virginia as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Still got to get into a lost weekend for the Caps, the Nats, NFL draft, and more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up hour number one. Good to have you with us. Still plenty of show left to go. Let's get right back to it on the phones, and I think we have Ron in Springfield back on. Ron, you with us?
Rooster, it's Mark in Springfield.
Oh, Mark in Springfield. Okay. Well, that's maybe why we were having a problem. Hello, Mark. How are you? Sorry about that.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to the hardest working man in sports talk radio.
My guy. Sorry about that.
I know you're not a golfer, but I know you follow sports.
Mm-hmm.
This is why LIV Golf will never replace the PGA Tour. Your last caller, I don't think, understood the history of individual golf, the history of the Masters, nor anything that goes into it. Bryson DeChambeau will never win this major competition because he's too emotional, and the LIV Tour of 54 holes, none of these guys play well, particularly in these big events. They don't practice. They're not under pressure. They don't play 72 holes. And there's really nothing riding on winning a LIV tournament except a couple of million dollars.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time the winner of a golf tournament from LIV fell down on the ground and cried because he'd worked 11 years for one win?
Yeah.
And when Nance said this was his masterpiece, I don't think he was referring to the Masters tournament. I think he was referring to the career Grand Slam. This is the masterpiece.
Yeah, good.
This is the significance
of it. That's fair. I missed that element of it. I thought, you know, he was more connecting Masters, masterpiece. Okay. And fair. Because he's only the sixth to win the career Grand Slam, which I thought there was more, but I guess there's not.
There's four, basically. Some people try and count the players as a major, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Jack Nicklaus.
I thought there was more golfers that actually had achieved a career Grand Slam. I didn't realize the list was that small.
No, he's only the sixth player in history to have done it.
Yeah.
And you know, when you play golf, there is a very small difference between a great shot and a shot that goes awry. I will guarantee you that Rory's club was maybe 1 degree slightly open when he hit that shot. When instead of going 10 feet left, it went 3 or 4 feet right. But he'll make that shot 99 times mm-hmm. out of 100. And to come back and have the mental fortitude to stay in there and hang in the moment and the grit and determination, that shot on 7 that he hit from behind the tree that rolled to within 5 or 6 feet, that was the most stupendous 7-iron I have ever seen hit. And I've been playing golf for over 30 years. Right. That was the most stupendous approach shot I've ever seen.
I didn't realize you were such a big golfer, Mark. I didn't realize this. What? So you're Mr. Barbecue Judge and Mr. Golfer, huh?
When I'm not eating barbecue, I'm trying to go out and play. I play at it. I'm not that good.
Attaboy. Attaboy. How did your thing go last week when we last heard from you? Or was it 2 weeks ago?
It went well. I've got a couple of pictures I was going to send you, but yes, I wasn't sure exactly what the best way to get them to you were. Facebook or Instagram or email or text.
Send them
or
Instagram,
exactly
whatever. Whatever way you want. I'll figure it out. I'll find them. Instagram
okay.
is fine.
And you know, when Tiger was playing and winning these tournaments, I've often said to my kids, golf is the two things. Golf is the only sport where when you have a score in the books, they can take it away. Mm-hmm. When you have a baseball score and it's 9-8, you can't do something and all of a sudden it's 8-8,
yeah.
unless, you know, they don't count the run or whatever.
Yeah.
But you got 9-8, and that's what it is. In golf, you're shooting a score, and all of a sudden, they can take away your runs. Because, you know, on the next one, if you didn't play as well as the previous one, they take away your runs. That's the only sport. It's one of the things that makes it so difficult. And never underestimate the power of one in sports. How many times did Tiger win by one?
Mm-hmm.
How many games have been won by one run or 1 point or one score or one anything? So this is why these individual sports in particular are so difficult. Never, ever underestimate the power of one.
Absolutely. Greg Call, thank you, Mark, in Springfield.
Thank you.
We got our guy. Mr. Golf, Mr. Barbecue, our good guy. Mark in Springfield. Hour number two, straight ahead, we will break away a little bit from the Masters. We'll do a little bit more. The Phoenix Suns have made a major decision, and it's just, as usual, along with the rest of the NBA, completely weird, completely befuddling, completely stupid, and completely everything that makes no sense on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.